The Rambam Hilchos Yom Tov Perek Vav Halacha says, "Kishem Shemitzel Lechabed Shabbos LaOngod is Mitzvah Kovet Shabbos Oynik Shabbos Kach Kol Yomim Tovim." The Rambam's Chiddush never says in the Gemara that there's such a thing called Oynig Yom Tov. The only raya you can bring me is there's a sefer called Oynig Yom Tov. The Bialas stuck a rub, right? But otherwise, the name does not exist. Oynig Yom Tov. It's based on this. There's really no such Gemara that calls it Oynig Yom Tov. The pasuk says Karasa. The pasuk of Torah that we read, Karasa l'Shabbos.
Yom Tov is simple.
Yeah. Oh, that's what Kivega, right? Very good. We'll get there. But first, the fact that there's a covet. So the pshat is that's written by Shabbos. But the Rambam says Keshem Shemitzel Chabbos Shabbos Ango. Kach kol yamim tovim. Shenema, because the Rambam learns out, Karas l'Shabbos Oynig, L'kdosh Hashem Mekuv. What's Kdosh Hashem? The kol yamim tovim nemehen mikra kodesh. All the yamim tovim it says on them mikra kodesh. So when it says the Kdosh Hashem, the Rambam learns out, it's based on the Mechilta. Kdosh Hashem, what's called mikra kodesh, the yamim tovim, there's an Indian to be mechabed, and Rambam learns kavod and oynig go together. Even though Rambam says clearly in Hilchos Shabbos two mitzvahs, but kavod and oynig go together. In fact, it's a little sometimes very hard to understand which one is which. It seems like oynig in the Rishayim, it's a mention like oynig is a pshat. Avada, you know, having delight, having pleasure, but the pshat in the oynig is because that's mechabed Shabbos. Like, why are you having pleasure? Because it's Shabbos, not stam. Make yourself pleasure. But to do it, as Fasem is talking, yesterday's parasha says, Mari de Gavar, it says on the mon, he says, Achlu hayom ki Shabbos hayom. So Fasem says, what do you mean, Achlu hayom ki Shabbos? It's going to turn wormy if you don't eat it today. What was it? Your mother will tell you, listen, if you don't eat this fish today, I mean, I don't know about nowadays kids. I've seen yeshiva, there's no such thing. The Bochum here eat more meat than I eat in a month during the week over here, right? They have to have everything fresh. We used to, you know, Sunday you ate leftovers, Monday or Tuesday was leftovers for Monday. So what do you mean, Chlu Hayom Ki Shabbos Yom? So he says, Chlu Hayom Ki Shabbos Yom. Eat it because it's Shabbos. Don't eat it because you want to enjoy the month. Eat it because it's Shabbos. You have to be Ma'anig the Shabbos. That's what he says. Okay. So Rambam says, okay. Then, as Dr. Yeager, no, no, your first name?
Yeah,
Ramesha. What? Not a doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, a doctor. Yeah. I thought you were. Don't try to take away. Shivas Yamei Pesach, Shmoinis Yamei Chagim, Shar Yom Tovim, Kulam Asurim Behesbet Tainis. The famous Dig, the Rambam, Shar Yom Tovim. What other Yom Tovim are there? Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah. It's Masha Rosh Hashanah is some kind of Chayv Adam Lias Bem Samech V'Toyv Leiv. Who born of Ishto B'nei Beis Kol Nuvam Lov Shenema V'Samachta B'Chagecha. Af Al Pi Shas Simcha Mur Bahi Karben Shlomim. What the Gemara says, Ein Simcha Ela B'Basa. Well, before B'Kotchim. And as B'Basa Kotchim, as the Gemara says, K'moshanu Mevar B'Chay Yesh B'Chalai Simcha Smech Who born of Beis Kolecha Korela. What's that? Keitzah. Haktanim noisim klois v'goizim gedonis. Hanoshim koin lehem begodim v'tachshitim noim kifi memayna. It's not a kula, it's a chumra. Okay? In other words, it's not a kula. Your wife will learn good shot in this Rambam. Kifi memayna means if you can afford it, you got to get her better. Rabbi Yankov Yafin, all of his shalom, from Nevada, used to buy his wife a joke. He says he bought her a kerchief, gimel by gimel, it's a beged. Says you have to give her a beged. He says that's a beged. That's a shame beged. Vanashim oichlim basar vishva. That's what I'm saying. Kafi mamayna. Vanashim oichlim basar vishaisin yayin. Shein simcha le basar vein simcha le biyayin. So, chiddush of Ram, what's the chiddush? Shulchan Paskin, it's very interesting. The basis of Paskin's against this Ram, very unusual. Because in the Gemara it says, Va'achshav she, Bisman basar mikdash shein simcha le basar, kotchim. Va'achshav shein basar mikdash. Ain simcha el b'yayin. Where it says the simcha is yayin. The Kesef Mishnah asks it, and in Shulchan Aruch, he's paskins against the Rambam. In Hilchos Yom Tov, we'll see, he paskins against the Rambam. It's very unusual for the Mechaber to go against the Rambam. Right? He just asks for him to go. He says the Gemara is for Keret. The Rav Kivega and Kuf Ches on this Gemara. So he cites a Yamshah Shleim. And the Yamshah Shleim, all the Achrayim try to give to Rutsam. A different Gemara that he puts Semach, different Gemara. Yamshah Shleim, no, learns a Pshat. Bisman basin make the shein simcha bebasa. You need basa to make it happy. Basa kotchim. Now that we don't have a basin mikdash, the basa is not enough. You need yayin together with the basa to dance. In other words, the basa kotchim as of itself gave you simcha. Now you need the yayin together with the basa. So the Paiskim, any Paiskim, Mishabura, says to try to be machmir like the Rambam. In other words, this is the klah, that according to the Gemara, you have to drink wine during Yom Tov. You have to drink wine. That's a din of simcha. Could be even a din de Raisa. Shagasai goes into the Raisa, the Rabbanan, but whatever it is, you have to drink wine. Basa, which I'm not saying what you got to do for breakfast, but you got to eat basa. You have to eat basa, which will be part of what we're going to talk about. Okay, and then of course, let's just read the Rambam because it's a beautiful lashon of the Rambam. It's kshu oichel v'shoisa chayev lahachil leger liyosim laalmana imshar aniyim umlalim. With other wretched umlal, you know, nebuch aniyim. Aval misha noyel dlalsas chatzeire v'oichel v'shoisa hu ubona v'ishtoi v'einoi meichel umashke laaniyim ulemare nefesh. Where people are downtrodden, people are bitter. Ain't so simchas mitzvah. Ram says simchas kreisa. It's a simcha of his own intestine, his kishka, so we say. He's interested in his own stomach. Val elan, he brings all kind of psukim, terrible things. The simcha kazuz kolayin ilam. It's a psukim for that. Just a meridik of, it's all based on the chazal. But Rashi says, you take care of your, my four, the ger, the yosim, the amana, the levi, and I'll take care of your four. You know, beisecha, benecha, betecha. So just a meridik of diik from Reb Chaim Berlin, the Netziv, his father, right? Netziv had how many sons, Joel?
Netziv's son.
I said Netziv's son. I said his father. Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. Netziv was his father. You don't know who his other son was?
Mayor
Bar Ilan. Right, so they're... What?
I didn't want to say.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So the Netziv brings from his, quotes from his son, Reb Chaim Berlin, a meridik of art in Parshas Re'ei. If you look in Parshas Re'ei, Samachta lifnei Hashem akecha ato vincha vitecha abdecha v'malsecha v'alevi Hashem v'shurecha v'ger v'yosem v'almona asher b'kir becha asher b'kir becha. Okay, v'malkom ashev Hashem. Then when it gets to Sukkos, if you psukim later, Samachta ato again vincha vitecha abdecha v'malsecha v'alevi v'ger v'yosem v'almona asher b'sha'arecha. What's the difference kir becha? Why by shvus kir becha and sharecha? Zokta Reb Chaim Berlin, he says, Lekam Midilar Mizu Baraisen. Shulchan Aruch, there's a lacha from a Yushalmi. In Yushalmi, it says that you can't give out staka on Yom Tov Befarhesya because of a gzeira of Masa Matna. Looks like you're doing business. When you give out, you don't give out staka. Not only money, in other words, you don't give out, even if they need food. So what should you do? Invite them to your house and give them to eat. Then it's not noticeable, it's staka, invite guests. Zokta Netziv, the Chaim Berlin. On Shavuos, you only have one day. It's a Yom Tov. Bekir Becha, you have to bring him into your house. Sukkos, most of it is Chol HaMoed. Besharecha, Gezuntait. On Chol HaMoed, you can give him some Maridik Avar. It's a Sai Misha. Beautiful Avar. Anyway, that's the Rambam over here with Simcha. So the Rambam touches up. Simcha is Basa and Yain, basically. Right? What he means with Noshim, we'll see. When it means begadim, does that mean a woman is, if she's chayv b'simcha? In other words, like this. We'll see that there's machlekes amara.
When we say
basa,
are you saying real? It's not
real meat, not chicken. Yeah, right? Then it could be. You got it. Right. Supposedly, they say, they're right, that whenever Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yosher used to visit each other, right, on Yom Tov Chatanim, so when he used to come to his house, Rav Yosher used to come to Rav Shlomo Zalman's house. There was a bottle of grape juice there. So he used to say, "Ain simcha lo b'yayin." He says, "But Chazal called it yayin." He says, "But they didn't give him simcha. But they called it yayin." They kept going back and forth every year. They said, "He says why? Because that's what Shlomo Zalman held. Chazal said yayin. It doesn't matter if it has to be intoxicating." So that's a whole shah. That's a shah with the Dalit Kaisis too. But Shlomo Zalman held grape juice is yayin. Whatever's called yayin, that's what Chazal said to do. So you could be yaitzah. So anyway, so those who find it hard to drink, at least could be yaitzah would drink. But wine is more important than meat. But he says, Paskin's wine. Okay, all right. So that's the din, simcha. Okay, now, as Omeisha mentioned before, Shabbos, there's that of Kivega, the first Shabbos of Kivega. So let's first go over what Rav Kivega says. So, interesting, somebody was once told me a very nice thing, that the first tshuva of Kivega, like what happened over there, the Odois B'nai Beis, he writes to a certain person, let's say who he is, a Blav B'nai Vadol, she says, what happened to B'nai Beis, Shachu Lahaske Shulchag B'Birkas Amazin. Right, they forgot to say Yalav V'Yavai. Okay, V'chazu beirchu. They went ahead and they. Val tonal zem. A rumor of tevel sheichet baidik. The sheichet of town says, "Oma pam iriloi kem b'bachus." He remembers once when he was a bacher, he forgot to say yalav yavoi, and bebeis arab the kuf beis whatever Cleveland the chvesnish v'hayriloi shaloi lachzer levarich. The Rav told him you don't have to go back and bench. So V'kivayga says yafe asu. They had to go back. Chazu beirchu. V'ein suffik. Shazerab Tevil, this Rav Tevil, Shachach Mereva Yomim Uvda Achi Avi, and Mashiir La Yabersh Chaydish Vele Biyamtev, Mefurisha Gemara. The Gemara says, Shachach Veloy Hiskir An Yom, An Chalam Chaydish, Yalav Yavoy in benching, in Tfilah. So then if you forget Yalav Yavoy, you have to go back. Why do you have to go back? Because you have to daven. Well, that's first. The Gemara says, you go back. You forgot in benching, you don't have to go back. In fact, the Gemara, what's the difference? One Mayra asked the other, and he said, Tefillah, that you have to daven. So today's davening has to be with a Yalav Yavoy. Has to be a Yalav Yavoy. Yalav Yavoy is part of the Nusach Tefillah. Suda, the Ibai, Achila, the Ibai Achil, Ibai Achil. Most Rishayim say, Taktaisis, you don't have to eat bread. A body can't fast on Yom Tov. Could be it's even a Deraisa. You can't fast on a Rosh Chodesh. It's Yom Medelol Asanibon. But bread you don't have to eat. So therefore, since you don't have to eat, the Gemara says a new concept that when do you have to, when does the askar, the main Gemara, ma'akev, when you mechuyev to eat that day? So frek the Gemara, Shabbos is v'yamim toivim, the lois sagi l'achol, you have to go back. And the Gemara says, yeah. Damar this shachar b'shabbos yamtiv, you have to go back.
If there's a chiyuv through the lack of the alcohol, it's a deterrent.
Right. So then, yeah. So that's the. So that's it's a gemara.
Why do you say halomoy? Why do you have to go back?
One second. Yamtiv. What?
Say shachar and make it really rish chodesh in the story. Why
did
you say it was
Chalamoid? Do you have to eat on Chalamoid or not?
Well, that's what I want to get.
Good. So if you say you don't, the Gemara means Yom Tov. The Gemara says you do, Yom Tov means Chalamoid.
There's
no Raya. Yom Tov can mean Yom Tov, can mean the whole Yom Tov. That's a good one. It's a machoikas, we'll see. But upon him, so somebody said to me, what was this? Then Rav Kivega goes into this big chiddush that women don't have to go back. And there are people who Mishabur seems to not pass like him only because he never says the Kiveg is in two places, Shubas and Hagos in our Chaim, and Mishabur says and never brings up Kiveg, probably the Gazak. There are those who say, but Svara is a good Svara. Shal is this Reb Tevil didn't know Gemara. It says you remember when he's a Bach, like it's obvious, it's a Gemara. Says the first thing is you start with a chesed. Person asks something, it's a foolish question. You go, if Kiveger felt, you know, let's you start off the whole Siman Aleph with doing a favor and saying a whole chiddush, you say this thing in Simcha and Kovin and everything. So let's first, if Kiveger's machadish over there, that a woman doesn't have to go ahead and go back to benching. Why? Zoktav Kiveger, because they're potter from the din of Oynig Yomtev, basically. The mitzvah of Oynig Yomtev is the mitzvah Seisha's man grammar. Why should it make a be chayiv and any Yom Tov? Who should they? What?
There's no
kolshiyeshna on Yom Tov. That's what Kiveger says. That's part of his tshuva. There's no, you don't find kolshiyeshna. Who?
Why bind the begadim then?
No. Oh. So one second. Zokta v'kiveger. Good. So in Hashmatas, which in these new ones I believe.
Say the night, the first night.
Oh, that's what Shlomo Zalman's taina, the first night, the Dalet Kais is the Mela, must be, yeah, those are tainas. You know, I mean, it's not that could really, here's a point, you're asking the Dalet Kais is okay, so the Dalet Kais is the Chayiv, okay, fine. But Akoponim, let's leave Ricky Vegas Chayiv, let's go with Ricky Vegas, because in these Seidas, the psak that he says, so many are not Makabalit, I don't know, you have to ask Taka if it happens to a woman. It's a very good svara. Mechetesi, women are chayiv in oinig yomtiv, covered yomtiv. Mechetesi, I had a famous shaylis, but they like near shab, near yomtiv, don't they? It's okay, they want to do it, yeah, but they might see you. Okay, there's a question.
Kiddush
of Kivegas comes out, the women are put from Kiddush.
Yeah.
Oh, 1 second, that's what he said. So what about Simcha? So in the tshuva, Kiveger says like this. We'll just first build the aside that he says and then see what his words are. He says like this, like as we mentioned before, that Kiveger says like this, the chiv is oinig, right? Oinig yomtiv, that's the Rambam. Shabbos avad is oinig, that's what we learn our oinig from. Yomtiv has something called simcha. Yom Tov is something Gemara Megillah. Something called Simcha. Right? That's something called Simcha. Which is does not exist on Shabbos. That's what Rav Kivega is. Simcha is not does not exist on Shabbos. Rav Kivega says it as a davar poshut that there is no chiv of Simcha. We state Simcha on Shabbos. Staka, the only thing one which is based on Rishonim, and then there are problems with Rishonim. That means is there a din of thank you, Marvin Simcha b'Simcha on Yom Shabbos? Maybe not. There arise, but Pashtus doesn't say Simcha. The only place is what we mentioned Friday night. Is b'yom sim we say yismechu b'malchuscha shem v'shabbos, and the Beis Yosef says the makkas b'yom simchaschem elu shabbos. So God, so it doesn't say the chiv, it says it is a daim simcha. So as Hashem is taich as we saw Friday night, it's like a me'ain of the ozim olis chayk binu. Okay, but akoponim. So interesting. Paulo de Gazach, there was a he just made a bris Friday. I mentioned it. There was a fellow who came here. He never learned before. He used to sit around. In the Midwest, and he used to go to shul and just sit there by Daf Yomi. He had no idea what Daf Yomi is, nothing. And he sat there listening, very bright fellow. So I was speaking on this, and so I finished shiur 128. Usually I go to 135, but the mincha is 130. So I was early, that I finished the shiur. So I went to, and he comes over to me, and he shows me Rashi, Pala de Gazach. I just always say, it's a Hafla de Gazach. A guy, Mamish walked in the yeshiva, the first time in his life in the yeshiva. He was there for a week. And the Gemara, in he says to me, he shows me a Rashi. Rashi says, in Megillah, it says on Shabbos, is your Mamarin Lavoi to Shul, and Ma'achun Lot says, Mashenkin, Yom Tov is the opposite. Because Rashi says, why? Because you're preparing, you still can prepare. Yavit, somebody showed me Yavit. The Yavit says, what do you prepare? He says, your wife prepares, but you got to take care of the kids, he says. Right? But whatever it is, you go late. So Rashi says, why? Because Shabbos, you already prepared the food, covered Shabbos. And Yom Tov, you have to prepare for Simchas Yom Tov. I must have seen the Rashi so many times, I never been there married. Rashi calls it Simchas Yom Tov and covered Shabbos. So it's called, that's it. He's like, he said, look, it says Rashi, Simcha and Kavod. Very good point. Chafav, I think it is. I don't remember. But Akoponim, so Riki Vega says this. So because of that, Riki Vega says like this. So let's think out. What's the Mechayiv of Pas? What's Mechayiv you in bread? Zokter Riki Vega, what's Mechayiv you in bread is Oinig. Why? Because on Shabbos, there's no Simcha. So Oinig is Mechayiv you in bread. And that's Shteitin Rajba in Brachas Taka Memtes, that Oinig is the Mechayiv of bread. In a Chanami. Oinig is Mechayiv bread. He says, okay, so Memela, on Yom Tov, we have Simcha, maybe Simcha's also Mechayiv you in bread. Maybe besides Oinig, maybe Simcha too. And what will be the difference? Because a Machloik is Samarayim, if women are Chayiv in Simcha. Like you mentioned before, the Gemara says, either woman is Chayiv in Simcha, or Bailam is Samcha, and there are steers in Rambam whether a woman is chayv in Simcha. Is it the husband's chayv to be Mesamecha, or she herself has to be Simcha? So maybe Chazal Mechayv, you need bread because of the Simcha. Zokter of Kivega, 1 second, Cholamayin, Shulchan Aruch, it says that if you forget to say Yalav Yavoy, you don't go back. In Kuf Pei Ches, it says if you forget Cholamayin, you don't go back. Why? There's no chiv to eat bread. But Chol HaMoed Avadah is Simcha. Ha'al v'Simcha Shmoyne Yomim. Is a Raya of Kivega says there is no chiv Simcha on that the chiv Simcha is not mechayiv you bread. Oh, so if a woman is potter from Oinig, because the mitzvah says my grandma, and Simcha is not mechayiv you bread, there's no reason to be mechayiv. That's what Kivega's famous Yisoid. Okay, whatever the Psak Halacha is, you let's give up if your wife ever forgets, your daughter ever forgets. But in Terch Dvarav, Rav Kivega says, "Yeish loyma the gambi yom tov medin simcha hayisagi bebasav yain ubigdei tzavoinim." Right? It's mashin the Rambam. By the way, Rav Kivega, when the Rambam says "bigdei tzavoinim," it means plus. You mechuyev to give your wife basa yain and bigdei tzavoinim. The Velt understands it. Pasha the Rambam means that let her have bigdei tzavoinim. He learns plus bigdei. That's the full simcha. Ela the chiyuv hashani brings the raya. So the question is like this, a little late, I'm going to not go through the words of Kivega. The Shaila, if Kivega doesn't use his words, I'm using the Shprach, the Chiv of Yayin, Basa, Yayin, that you mechuyev mitzat simchas yomtev, is that a Chiv asayim, Ochoivas Asuda. In other words, Avada, the Torah was Mechaivas. But once Chazal were Mechaivas to eat bread, did they say that the Simcha has to be Betoich Asuda, or is it independent? Stop. For a person to eat a meal, he's eats the Simcha's Oinig Yomtev. But then he should drink wine at some other point. Maybe the wine should be drunk at some other point. So Yedua, those of us that daven in a Chassidish Shtibu, know that in Shal Shudas, besides getting up and saying Hashem Mulach, Hashem Malach, right? They also make a bracha on Yayin. Why? It's based on a Rambam. It's not just it's not a Chassidish Minig. It's the Chassidim took on this Rambam. What does it say in the Rambam? Let's see in Perek Lamed. The Rambam says, Chayev Adam Lecho Sholosh Sudas B'Shabbos. Right, the Rambam says, Chayev Adam Lecho Sholosh Sudas B'Shabbos. And so forth. Then he says, it's Halacha Tes. Oh, and the end of Halacha Tes, V'tzvarach L'kvoya Kol Suda M'Shloishtan Al Hayayin U'Liftzoya Al Shtei Kikoris. Right, that's every suda has to be aliyayin and two kikaris, b'chein b'yamim toivim, which by the way is mashin rama pashat yaf tav shal shuvas on yom tov, which is the rabbeinu menayach. I mean, v'shem is mashin that way. We don't do it because v'shem argue for some reason. So not for today, but on that the tour quotes a kesef a tour. Sorry, the kesef mishnah quotes a tour. Kesef, let's see, here it is. Really, it's Rabbeinu Yoina. I'll say Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu Yoina says, Mashra from this Rambam, that you have to make Kiddush in Shalosh Shudas. He says, and we don't, it's not Mashra the Gemara that way. The Gemara, it's Mashra in Belailu B'Yayim. Unless the Rambam learned B'Yayim means every Suda in the Yayim. But the thing is, the Rambam himself seems to say not that way. In Perek Chav Tes, Halacha Aruf, the Rambam says, Mitzvahs Esmer Atoy L'Kaddish, Esyem Shabbos v'chulu, v'tzarech l'zocher b'knisas yitziyosim. No, you do the Rambam holds Avdala is also part of Kiddush, and then the Rambam goes ahead, and he says over there in Halacha Dalid, Ikka Kiddush b'layla, and so forth, Ikka Kiddush b'layla, and then in Halacha Dalid, and then we get to Halacha Yud. He says, Mishin eskaven l'kaddish shel yayim b'lev l'shachan aleh, l'kaddish shel pas, u'mitzvah l'vachal l'yayim b'yayim Shabbos. Koidim sheyisod suda shniya v'zuhu yanikra kedusha rabba. Right, we know Mark calls it kedusha rabba. Different pshatim and Rashbam. Why we call it kedusha rabba? We call it by when we give an invitation. You want to invite somebody to a goyse kiddush. You write kedusha rabba. That's not what it means. You'll see Rashbam has different pshatim. What it means kedusha rabba. Mevarach bar priyagofen. The mitzvah is just bar priyagofen. Belvad v'shoisa v'achach yitul yodav. So Rambam says the Rebbeinu David. Interesting. The Rebbeinu David and Pesachim that we have now. Ask the Kasha. How can the Rambam say in Perek Lamed, all three, he himself says in Perek Chofta. So the Kesef Mishnah says, the Rambam never meant that there's a Din Kiddush. Rambam means you mechuyif to drink wine in the Suda. You mechuyif to drink wine in the Suda. Is it a Revius? Is it less? Is it just drinking? Somebody told me, Pshom Azam said it could be anything. I didn't see it. That's what I heard. I mentioned to somebody, Shiley told me that there's one of the Sfarim they have from Pshom Azam and that it could be anything. Okay, fine, but whatever it is, the Rambam holds that there's a chiv to drink.
They drink beer
and Shalosh
Shudas.
They drink beer. No. Oh, no. There's no. Oh, so the question is a zay. Why is that? So in Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov and the Torah in Hilchos Yom Tov, Tav Kuf Chav Tes and Hilchos Simchas Yom Tov. So the Torah says over there, which based, he says Chalkeyu Chenura. Every time you eat aliyayin, that's not the kiddush. No, it's called the kesef mishnah. That's not the mitzvah of kiddush. What is that mitzvah? The mitzvah is mitzad the suda. So lekvoya aliyayin. So this, I mean, that means chazal mechayev you to have the yayin in the suda itself. In the suda itself, because in other words, when you have a chash of a suda, you wash and you drink wine. So you mechayev to drink wine in the suda itself. That's what comes out over here. So interesting. What about Hilchos Shabbos? It doesn't mention it. Right? It doesn't really mention. So Zok the Mishnah Brura on that Halacha. The Mishnah Brura says, Aliyayin, Hainu gam be'emtza suda, milvad ma'ashe kiddush ha'metchila. Mishnah Brura. In other words, if you make kiddush before, you're supposed to drink in the middle of them. That's a halacha, right? You have to make, when you make kishvah, you still have to drink in the middle. Kemoy le'inyan Shabbos. Canal, and he says, look in Simon Reish Nun. So I'm sorry again, Chil Gimel. Kemoy b'Simon Reish Nun. V'gam mitzvah le'echol basa. Oh, in other words, it's not mitzad the din of, it's a din of the Suda. So now, does that mean you have to eat flesh ikshal shudas? No, it doesn't say that. It would seem that way. Unless that the ikar oinig, that the umasakan, like you see, that what gives you the most simcha. What's in Reish Nun? So in Reish Nun, it says, in base, yarbe bebas of a yayin in McDonald's kefi yacholta. Stop. It's not even talk about, it's talk about the Chonas Shabbos. It's just make, it's telling you, make sure you have bas of a yayin v'shar McDonald's, whatever. Delicacies, whatever it is, kefi yacholta, right? He doesn't really say the mishmur. There's no mention at all, but the mishmur says that poshet him that one has to drink wine. In other words, b'terch dechiv suda. Oh, so what would be taka cholamoyed? Cholamoyed. We the ma'aser paskin. You're not mechuyev to eat bread. The machleis v'shem the ma'aser. Shulchan Aruch said you're not mechuyev. But the ma'aser is there are many rishonim that argue. The goyim, the Magen Avraham brings rishonim, quotes rishonim over there. And therefore, if a person is makbid, it says mishmur that there are those that are makbid to eat sudas chol. I mean, like the Goyin writes, the mitzvah of simcha of Yom Tov is the hardest mitzvah to be mekayim, because you convince yourself you really mean it, right? You can convince yourself you really mean it. The shame mitzvah. So, yeah, me, I'm chol moed, I have the best. Yeah, I'm very nice. But so that here, but why do you have to have wine? Should you better to have the wine in the suda? Why? Because once you say that there's a chiv suda on chol hamoed, then you mechuyev to be makayim the mitzvah of yain b'seicha suda. That's what comes out. So if you look well at Rikivega, it seems to say there that the chiv is in the middle of a suda.